Rabbi, let's get going. So I'm sounding a little bit hoarse tonight. It's interesting, you know, I had a chasana last night. You realize you're getting older. I had a chasana last night, and it was very geschmack, and we danced and everything. And I woke up this morning, I came to shul. I hadn't spoken to anybody yet. My wife was still sleeping. I woke up this morning, I came to shul, and there's nobody there to daven. So I got to daven, and I started saying brochas, and I was like, what's with my voice? See, you realize you can't just go to a chasana and sing and do whatever you want to. Once you start getting older, it gets a little bit more complicated. So, pardon? We have to practice. Yeah, I'm out of practice also, that's true. Okay, so we're going to speak today. The shtickle is going to be Le'ilei Nishmas, Zeh Shimshon, which is Reb Shimshon Chaim ben Nachman Michon Nachmani, Zatzal, the Neshoma should have a lichting Gan Eden, and the Torah that we learn should be Malen Neshoma Baita. Perek Chof Beis Posuk Vov, we read an interesting pasha. Ki kari kan tzipel afanecha, you chance upon a nest of birds, but derech on the way, b'chol etz on the earth, on any tree, on the ground, afreichem oivetzim, you either have little chicks or you only have eggs, v'im revetz al afreichem oivetzim, and the mother is crouching over those eggs, over the chicks. So there's an isra loisika choyim al abonim. Don't take the mother with the children. Rather, shalech to shalech esraim. I said rather, we should be careful with what I said, because Machlekes in the Gemara in Makkos, whether this is rather or whether if I did it, that's how I should fix it. But either way, shalech the shalech esraim, you send away the mother, esabonim, tikachlochi, take the children, leman yitavloch me'arach v'yomim, be good for you, and yitavloch v'yomim. So many people discuss what is the pshat in this whole thing, you send away the mother bird, and some people say it has to do with the rachmonis that you have for the mother. You should take away the children with the mother watching it. What a terrible thing to do. So, you know, you go through the whole thing. However, if you look in the Mishnah, famous Mishnah in Brachas, Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel, which is brought over here in Shtikl Dalet in the Zer Shemeshim Pasha Kiseitzei, Ho'im al kan tzipa yigir achamecha. If you say, Kemosh yigir achamecha al kan tzipa, just like you had the Rachman al Kan Tzipor, and you were goyz al Sikha Choyim al Abonim, so too you should have Rachmanis on us. Or Baal Tov Yizach Shmecho, for the goodness that you do, you should be remembered, which, but not for the bad. Moidim, Moidim, you say Moidim twice, which sounds like you're saying Moidim to more than one Koyach. In all these instances, Meshaskin Oysoy. We shut him up. We don't allow him to say it. Why? So the Batanura brings over here, which is really from the Gemara, She'oysa midoysa shakosh bachu rachmim, you're making the midas of akosh bachu rachmim, v'hein eino melech zeas melech alabodov, the zeas melech. So what you're saying over here is, you want to say akosh bachu is a greiser rachmon. He has rachmones on this chick, and he has rachmones on the mother. You should take away the children from the mother, such a terrible thing to do, to rice away kids from the mother. You know, you hear about what happened in the camps, Nebuch, what happened with the Dacha, what the German did to the Yidden. You hear about these terrible stories. You speak about the Machzorius and Yamach Shemom, that they took the children in front of their mothers and they killed them. That's an Achzorius. So you say, oh, we don't want to do like to the animal. If you say that that's the reason for al kan tzibah yirach mecho, that the same way the Ribbono Shel Olam has rachmonis on this bird, so too you have rachmonis on us, mishaskin oisoy. We don't allow him to say such a thing. As I said in Mishnah in Brachos. So Zershim Mishnah asks, there's a medrash on this parasha in Devarim Rabba Vav Aleph, Kishem Shin Zma Gosh Bochu Rachmem Ala Behemo, Kach Nismal Rachmem Ala Oifus. That the main thing by the Kan Tzipor is Rachmonis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmonis on the animals. He brings a pasuk for that. So now he brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmonis also on the birds. How do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmonis on birds? Because you send away the mother bird and only then you take the children. So why is it that the Mishnah in Brachas tells us that you say that the Rachmonis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on a Kan Tzipor, he should have on us? That's a terrible thing, Meshaskin Oisoi, which would seem to say that why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing this mi rachmonis. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said, it's gzeiros. Shoyis midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmim. V'heinam gzeiros rachmim. You're making the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmim. And really it's gzeiros. So you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do this on rachmonis. Oh, but the Medrash tells me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this. And like he had rachmonis on the animals, now he has rachmonis also on the birds. So what do you decide? Your Rachmanis and Nish Rachmanis. You have to decide, can't have both of them. That's the first kasha he asks. Number two, he also says, it's a mitzvah sheyesh matan tzchor b'tzinon. Some of them are matan tzchor shel osher. Some have matan schara of mitzvah, you know, some of them have matan schara of kovod. Sometimes you get kovod, sometimes you get wealth. What's the matan schara of this mitzvah? She'im ein l'chabonim chas v'sham, you have a person who doesn't have children, ani nois l'chabonim. I give you children, says the chabonim tikach loch. And it's well known, there are many people that go around looking for these nests of the birds, and then they call a couple to come who nebuch don't have children to come and to send away the mother bird because of a sabonim tigach loch. The schar that you get for doing this mitzvah of sending away the mother bird is a sabonim tigach loch. The Baruch Hashem should bench all of Kai Yisrael with children. So that's the schar. Says it's tzachiyun. What's the schar bonim? Why do you get children for doing the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird? It's a beautiful thing. Avada, you should, you know, we're not asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to stop. That's not what we're saying. But there has to be some kind of connection. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not, it's a, usually midrash of Kodesh Baruch Hu is mida keneg mida. There's something that Kodesh Baruch Hu, something that happens over here that's going to cause a Kodesh Baruch Hu to say, okay, we'll give you children. It's not stam. Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't think of something, say, like, you know, we did a raffle. You're going to get children. That's what we're going to give you. There's a reason behind it. So what's the reason for the Zer Shimshon? Why is children the schar for Shalach Tishalach Esraim? So he brings another thing. It's a Shalach Tishalach Esraim. It says, if you mekayim mitzvah shiloch hakan, it can bring Mashiach soon, because it says, here anochi shalach lochem. So you have shalach, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring Mashiach because of that. Okay? So therefore he says, Amen, David, David's not going to come, Achi Yichlu Kol HaNeshama Shemaguf, until all the neshamas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send down to this world have been sent down to this world. So in order to send down these neshamas, they're from kinder. Can't send down neshamas stam, the neshamas have to come in a guf. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody's mekayim this mitzvah, he brings about the geula. And in order to be able to bring about the geula, we need to be mechala all the neshamas, we need to get rid of all the neshamas. And in order to be able to get rid of all the neshamas, we need yidden to have kids. So therefore, that's the bracha over here. He says that doing shiluach hakan, says the Zer Shimshon, the reason why doing shiluach hakan will lead to somebody having children is because it brings Mashiach, and in order for Mashiach to come, all the children need to be had, so it brings children. So the Zer Shimshon says, okay, but now all we have to do, and now you have to move a level up. So Beseder, now I know it brings children because what? Because it brings Mashiach. It's what's in the next Akasha. So why does it bring Mashiach? Okay? You only move one level up, but you haven't really gotten back to the whole thing. You know, it's like the story they tell. There was once the first train that made its way into Chelm. So they came and they had a look at it. And they're trying to figure out, how could it be such a thing? It moves without horses. Never seen anything move without horses before. So the Chacham of Chelm looked at it. And finally came and said, we figured it out. The 10th carriage gets pulled by the 9th carriage. The 9th carriage gets pulled by the 8th carriage. 8 gets pulled by 7, 7 by 6, etc. And the 2nd carriage gets pulled by the 1st carriage. So I said to Nuchachom, but how does the 1st carriage move? He said, no. We figured out 90% of the problem. So 10% we didn't understand. No, it's so not so bad. But you have to keep on moving up, you know. Fine, when the 10th carriage, you move to the 9th. But how's the 9th move to the 8th? So how's the 1st one move? So you get children because Mashiach comes. Beseder. But why does Mashiach come because of that? What's the next level up? So he brings a medrash in Rus, which is broad. He brings in the Shach in this week's parasha. When he mashaleach es ha'em. It's an unbelievable, it's a beautiful medrash that he quotes over here. Zoya chodosh Rus daf ein zayin amin aleph. And he also means Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar. Mitoich shu mashaleach es ha'em. I'm going to read it out because I think it's such a beautiful thing. You have to read this out. He sends away the mother. He oileches v'doy egis u'mitzta'eres al kinav abonel. The mother bird is nebuch. She's like she's been sent away from her nest. She's worried. What's going to be with my nest? What's going to be with my children? What's going to be with my eggs? It's a real worry. She's running around back and forth and kimat in such pain that she wants to kill herself. So the Sarah comes to the Kodesh Baruch says, look at this bird. Look at the tsar of this bird. He's away from his own children. Look at its tsar. How could you allow such a thing? So beautiful. He says, what? Yenis sar is memuna on a bird. It's just a bird. And he's coming to me and say, Vuz der Rachmanis. What's going on? What are you doing to this bird? Zokta Rabban Shalom, if the Sar Hamamuna on the birds has Rachmonis and is baiting Rachmim on the thing that he's in charge of, I am Hamamuna on Rachmonis. I shouldn't have Rachmonis on my children. And then he says, Oy Shecharafti is Basi. Oy Vein that I destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Mi Garan Kolzeh, Oy So Shekim Itza Shiloh HaKan. Zokta, who creates this whole Rachmonis from the Rabban Shalom? Unbelievable. You think, big deal, I'm sending away a mother bird. I'm not even interested in the eggs. You're coming, you chance upon it, you send away the mother bird, you take the eggs, you put them back, that's it. Remember, we had a place in, when I was in Vienna, we had a cheder, and there was like an outdoor, there was like a little porch outside one of the windows. And there used to be pigeons that used to make nests there. It was horrible. But my Rebbe used to go out once a week, used to climb out and send away all the birds and take in the thing and then bring it back out and put it back. Mekayim Shiloh HaKan, once a week. Okay? He says, you have that kind of a thing, you Mekayim the mitzvah. You think, okay, says Mekayim Mitzvah Shiloh HaKan. Stama guy is running around, he's sending away the mother bird. He says, you understand what's going on over here? The mother bird is so upset. And the Sar Mamuna and the birds are so upset. And he comes to Rabban Shalom and says, look what's going on. And Rabban Shalom looks at that and says, what happened to my Mekindalach? If he's so upset, I need to be so early. Shecharafti is basi. And who brings that about? Yena, one person that's sending away the mother bird and takes the chicks. He's bringing about a tremendous Rachmonas in Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable what he's doing. He thinks, well, that clinching a mitzvah. Look what he does. Look at the Rachmonas he brings down. And because he's bringing down such Rachmonas, from there it's going to come, it's going to bring down children also. So that's what he says. That's how the mitzvah Shiloh HaKan is Mekarev the Geula. And now he goes back. And he says, according to this, we understand also, according to this medrash we just quoted, the mitzvah has a midas harachamim. But the mitzvah has not been made because of midas harachamim. Yeah? How did the mitzvah work? You went and you sent away the mother bird. The mother bird was very upset. Sending away the mother bird, be'etzim, is an achzoris. Yeah, it's not a rachamim dikizach. You're taking the children, sending away the mother bird, it's an achzoris dikizach. But then there's an achzoris that happens. And that achzoris that happens brings tzar to the bird. And the bird with the tzar goes to tzar hamemuna. And the tzar hamemuna goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's what happens to the bird, then I need to have rachmanis on my children also. So the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan brings is because of rachamim. No, it's not because of rachamim. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is because of Shiluach HaKan. Now, you say, oh, but lemaise, it brings about a tremendous amount of shefa of rachmim on the Yiddish kinder. Yeah, but not because the mitzvah is because of Baruch Shalom is a merachim. The mitzvah sets in motion a whole locomotive that leads, in the end of the day, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu having rachmonus on Klal Yisrael. But that's not the time for the mitzvah. That's just how it started. It started with the mitzvah, then it pushed it on, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonus. And that was the mitzvah not because of Rachmim. Rachmim and Abayim Mikan, it's not coming from there. It's coming from the Bechi of this thing. It starts with Achzorius and it moves into that. Okay? And therefore he says, when you look at it, it says in this, what I read out the Batanur to you before, he says, She'oisem midoysov shalakash bochu rachmim ve'en l'gzeis ha'melech. Why are we talking about midoysov shalakash bochu rachmim? Really, if you're talking about the mitzvah, what should it be? Not midos of rachamim. Why are we talking about the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mid of rachamim. It's not the mid of what you're trying to do. What you're trying to say over here is, Ha'oima kanzi v'yirachmecha, the same way you're rachmanas on the kanzipur, so do you have rachmanas on Klal Yisrael. What you're trying to do is to try and explain the reason behind the mitzvah, right? So that's not midos of, that's mitzvos of. You're trying to explain that the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mitzvah rachmim and does a mitzvah rachmim should do here also. So why do we call midos of rachmim? So he says, that's why it's called midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmim. Because the mitzvah Shiloh HaKan is gzeiras hamelech. So what is midos of? So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, there's a mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Shmo Yislam HaGimel Yutes, V'chanois es asher choyn, V'chamti es asher rachim. He says, Ava bi b'chanois asher ochen, I'll give chen to that one, I'll give chen to even if he doesn't deserve it. Very chamdi, I'll give rachmonas asher arachem, whoever gives, Ava bi shein kenai, even though it's not kenai. And it says in the Gemara in Brachos, k'sho'oy sechas in him echad, That's what the Gemara says. And now, if you do chesed with one person, you're not mechuyav to do chesed with somebody else, right? Let's say somebody walks into my shop. I had a shop. Somebody walks in and says, can I buy shoes? Yeah, how much are the 50 pounds? Can't afford it. Okay, give them to you for 40. Say the guy says, thank you very much, pays the 40 pounds, walks out. Another guy walks in, can I get the same shoes for 40 pounds? Just because I gave him 10 pounds, I don't have to give you 10 pounds. Auch ein aggressor oni, ich bin schuldig. Even if he's aggressor oni, I still don't own the money. For Yana, I can decide to do something nice, and for Yana, I can decide not to do something nice. Yana did me a toiv a different time, that's why I gave him money off in my shop. This guy might be more of an oni meruda, aber ich bin schuldig to give you money for it. I don't owe you that money. Right? So therefore he says, the fact that I do chesed with one person is not mechayev me to do somebody else. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishem shechastra al kan, you should have rachmonas on us. You had rachmonas on the kan tzipor, have rachmonas on us also. Zokter, that's not how it works. But he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have rachmonas over there, then you have rachmonas on me also. It sounds almost like a child. You bought him an ice cream, so you have to buy me an ice cream also. He behaved very nicely in shul last week. That's why he got an ice cream. You didn't behave nicely in shul. You didn't get an ice cream, right? It's a reward for him. It's not a reward for you. I can decide to give my kids. You should buy it. By the way, it's a separate point. Just minastam. A lot of people say you shouldn't. You should teach your children that lam nafke. Every child's going to get the same thing from you. You teach his children this whole musik. Everything has to be equal, so they grow up with this entitlement. Child should know, I'm all tati bais for this one. I'm all tati bais for that one. I'm all mommy bais for this one. It's not always going to be fair. It's not always going to be even. Some need more, some need less. That's why I gave this. So that's the Rav Hashem also. Just because Merachem, so you say to Rav Hashem, you're Merachem on the birds, you have to be Merachem on us. Bezokt. Who says? I have a reason I'm being Merachem on the birds, and I'm the same reason for you. You can't force me to. Yeah, but you're Rachman. Yeah, I'm a Rachman, but therefore you can't push me just because I do to this one, I don't have to do that one. Yeah? So therefore he says, you're saying just like Oshbov has Rachmanas on the Kansibah, you have Rachmanas on us also. And that's a mistake. You're right, through the mitzvahs mizgalgal rachamim, as we said before. But what are you trying to say about the Rebbeinu Shalom? The same way you had rachmanis on the kantzipur, and you said, let's say, rachamim alabonim, the same way you had rachmanis on us, and now you say, that's the mitzvah of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Just because you had rachmanis on this one, therefore you have to have rachmanis on us. That's not true. It's gzeir samelech. Hashem Baruch Hu decided, Migzeres HaMelech, I want you to do this, I want you to have Rachmanis on that. So therefore, you deserve to demand that I should also have, that Hashem Baruch Hu also has to have Rachmanis on me? Can't demand that. As we said, I can give Yen a special deal, and I have to give this one a special deal. The Baruch Hu can have Rachmanis on this one, decide not to have Rachmanis on that one. For whatever reason, that Hashem Baruch Hu has his Cheshbonis. Can't say, just you see, you have Rachmanis on the Kantzip, but you have to have Rachmanis on me. It's not like that. That's midoiso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not explaining the mitzvah. You're saying in the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah had this midah, therefore you have to have that midah by me also. Zokter, no. You're making the midoiso HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rachman. He has to do this, he has to do that. This is Gzeiras HaMelech. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do the mitzvah. Does the mitzvah bring about a rachmim merubim towards Klal Yisrael? Absolutely. That's what we said before. With the bird goes back to its malach, and the malach and the moon goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates rachmin. But fine, that creates a shef of rachmanis for Klai Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send a shef of rachmanis on us. Oh, but that's not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah. The mitzvah is given stam. And you can't tap into that mitzvah and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave the mitzvah for that reason, and therefore I also deserve that rachmanis. You can't do that. You're changing around the midroitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but the first medrash says that what? That's still true. There's a rachmim on the oifus, but I can't take the rachmim from an oifus and superimpose that on me. That doesn't work. That's what he's saying. So that's the chilik. Okay? The Rebbeinu Shalom, you know, it's the middle of Elul. We should all be zoich. The Rebbeinu Shalom should shik grois rachmonis of ganz klal Yisrael. Thank you so much.